Tanilam.
I'm looking, Lord, with our eyes, we can see the fulfillment of your word. You promise a bride of every tongue and every nation. And way down in Togo,
in
this village, you are proving your word. Here is your bride, Father. You have given them Elijah.
And now Elijah.
They are here to hear what he has said. Not only to have their hearts turned back, Lord, but to prepare them back for another Eden. For new heavens and a new earth. An earth where there is no corruption. Where there is no poor. Where there is no sickness. Lord, it's a place where all have an equal place. With no sorrow and no care. Among us, Lord, there are many with cares. There are many with needs. And Lord, that's why they say yes to you. Because you are the supplier. Without our needs, you cannot prove that you are God. Therefore, our needs look to thee. That you can show yourself real. When our needs are met, Lord, we are so satisfied. We are so happy. We are so thankful. We begin to testify about your goodness. And you have looked down upon us. And our hearts become grateful. And it causes us to come in your house with thanksgiving and praise. That's why we are here. You are the supplier of our needs. And you know the needs of the elders here. I pray that you bless your servants. There is something be said that will encourage them and strengthen them this morning. Anoint your servants' minds that your children will receive from thee. And bless us now. In Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen.
I want to read one portion of scripture. John chapter 12. From the 23rd to the
24th
verse.
Yes, we don't move. Eye wo gblo ne bana ne amiadele loyem la ale nyenya la mede asi eye fofo nye alo eyama eye miava egbo eye miawo no pede egbo amesi mele loyem ola mele nyenya wo mede asi o eye nya si sam yele la menye tonye o ke bon fofo si tom dala toyi.
God bless you.
Mauna irami.
May the Lord add a blessing. Not only to the reading, but the hearing and the understanding. You may be seated. I am grateful for the invitation to visit. Each one of God's servants represents Christ. And I believe by inviting God's servants, any one of us, you are inviting Jesus. And I believe that He is present to represent the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm grateful to Brother Jerome. May God bless him. And may something be done to bless each one of you. Now, this is the first time we're meeting. And I see so many young people again. But I learned from Brother Innocent. He said, my people are young, but they want meat. And I believe that that's the anointing of this age. You are young, but you are not children in the world. You're living in the age of the eagle.
You're
not milk drinkers. The lion drank milk. The ox drinks milk. The man drinks milk. But the eagle never drinks milk. And therefore, I believe this is your age. This is your promise. You are God's people. And this message was sent for you. When it says, behold, I send you, Elijah. God was thinking of you. When he said that he'll have a universal bride, he was thinking of you. Not just America. Not just Europe. Not just France. But you also. And I believe he has come looking for you. Why are you here this morning?
Look at Daniel,
God don't have accidents. He doesn't have coincidences. You are here because of divine providence. You could have been in a Baptist church. Could have been in a Methodist church. But you are not concubines. You are queen. They are concubines. But you are called to be queen. You are God's Esther. You are that promised type. And he has rejected the many. And you stand here today. You might not have find the best clothing. You might not live in the best houses. You might not have many riches. But the prize that's in your soul, that gene that he placed in you, that's the price. That's the pearl. of the great price. So therefore this morning, I am wondering about the subject that I wanted to speak on. And I'm hoping that it is what God wants me to speak. Because it's quite a heavy subject. But I think you would rather have something to challenge your faith. And what is not very clear, it will challenge you to search it out. And I believe that's what God people wants. If you hear what you already know, you did not grow. If you hear something you don't understand, it forces you to search out the matter. And if you hear something that strikes your heart, then you've been blessed. I think if we come here with the right attitude, we all will be blessed. I'd like to speak on the seventh seal. On the ministry of the mystery of the unknown language. The seventh seal, the mystery of the unknown language. The seventh seal, the mystery of the unknown language. And I'm going to read a quote for you. From the seventh seal. The prophet of God said, and a voice came and said, you can't teach Pentecostal babies supernatural things. He said, now let them alone. It means that the prophet is being told, this seventh seal message, this third pull, is not for anyone else but bride. You are the only one can understand. Pentecostal babies cannot understand. Why? Because they are fixated on sensation. They are anointed for signs and wonders. They are focused on the things that are earthly to be healed, to be blessed, to have prosperity, but you are focused on what's for your soul. Outside man, but what's the inside man? And the inside man is looking for the word. It wants to know where it come from. And what you're doing here. And what is God's will for you? What is your promise? It wants to know. It had suffered from amnesia. And this message has come to heal your amnesia.
You look
at your mother and father. They gave you a name. They told you who you are. They told you who your grandfather was. They told you about your race. They told you about your nationality. But that's not really true. You are not from below. You are from above. You don't have an earthly father. You don't really have an earthly mother. They were only chosen to care for you. Your father is Almighty God. You are sons and daughters of God. And he's here to tell you your true identification. To heal your amnesia. Like the prophet, he came to such a place. He said, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. He's saying, I'm not the son of Charles and Ella Branham. He said, I am a son of God. His amnesia began to be healed. The real you was hiding in you. A new nature. God is wanting to identify you. He said, this will be the third pole. And you won't tell it to nobody. And in Sabino Canyon, he said, this is the third pole. This is where my text comes from. And there's a great thing that goes with it. He's saying, for the third pole, he said three great things goes with it. One unfolded today. And then he corrects it. He said yesterday. See, that was seven trumpets. They wanted to see them. The man who could tell the secrets of the heart. They wanted to see the miracle worker. And the man said, I could do nothing. Who were they really looking for? The one veiled in the body of the man. And when they came to him, he made a statement. Unless the corn or wheat fall in the ground and die. But if it dies, it will bring forth much fruit. Now, what was the corner grain? The corner grain was himself. The corner grain was the Son of Man. Was going down in the ground. What went down? A person. What went down in the ground? A person. A ministry. With three poles. And a dispensation. Is that not what went down? A person. Went down. A ministry of a tree pole went down. And a dispensation went down in the ground. And is not seen again for 7 church ages. But if a seed goes down, it must reproduce itself again. And then in Luke 21:27, we see the seed that went down begins to come back up. And what does the scripture say? And then shall they see the Son of Man coming with power, cloud, and great glory. In other words, after 7 church ages, the earth begins to see the Son of Man being reproduced. What do you do when a grain goes down? It reproduces itself. So the same ministry of Jesus with three poles begins to be seen on the earth. 1946. That's when the first healing campaign goes forth. Did the corner wheat go down? Did the Son of Man go down? Did not the Bible say the Son of Man would be in the belly of the earth for 3 days? But it has to reproduce itself. Not resurrect. Reproduce. The person of the Son of Man must come up. Who is the person of the Son of Man? God in the form of a prophet. Did you see that today? That God appeared in the form of a prophet. I say the seed is being reproduced again. Did a ministry of a tree poles come back? Did Jesus not have three poles?
Amen. Amen.
Did you begin to see? And then a dispensation comes back. Where God is working through and in a prophet. What does that mean? It means the ministry of Jesus
is
now reproducing William Marion Branham. Reproduce.
Amen.
It means that whatever Jesus taught, he will teach. Did he say you are your father the devil? Did the prophet teach serpent seed?
William Branham
this day the scripture is fulfilled. Did he preach harvest time? Did he have a resurrection? Did he have the Old Testament saints raised with him? Did he have a rapture? Then we must have
a
resurrection.
A New Testament saint
rise. Because the two ministries must be equal.
Agreed?
Amen.
Did Jesus have three poles?
Did William Branham have three poles? Okay.
Amen.
We are going to follow his ministry in the Bible now.
I want you to notice this.
Eli, lama sabachthani.
Eli, lama sabachthani.
And they could interpret that.
Hey, you woman, the devil.
But I want you to notice. When he cried the second time.
Hey, you dolly, sibeliana.
No one understood what he said.
Amade kamese nu yo bolana kamo.
That cry was in an unknown language.
Eli don't talk mala enye manya manya.
And watch the prophet. He said three things go with the third pole. One I preached yesterday. One I preached today. I said one is in an unknown language. Let's read it.
46 to 50. So Amen.
Amen.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, verse 46.
Verse 46.
Verse 46.
Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. Verse 46. De a tima domatuada o sila, o blombena, a messia le elia yom, aye, anumake o domato, de ka, foodu ye, that's all, fumakuta, aye, wofo a hachichi de emma foo, aye, wotre, do a itinu hepene, ke, a mamamleo, blobena, de a silum, na nemia kwe. Abe Elia Aba de Ene. Eye Yesu do gato li ple besesien. Eye woto epe bobo la kena.
Watch carefully.
Yelan kuremu.
When he cried the second time.
Eyo do lis yebeliela.
No one understood what he said.
Amareka meten blabale o blanye you.
But the Bible said.
Aka bibla blabale.
When he cried with a loud voice.
Eyo do li ple besesela.
The graves became open.
Bibla blabale.
If the graves became open, I want you to notice the human living element could not understand. But the ones beyond the grave, it was not an unknown language. They understood what he was saying. What was the loud voice? It was a ministry beginning to the dead. Not to the living, but to the dead. And the Bible said when he cried,
even
the graves were opened. And many of the saints rose from the dead and appeared in the city. They understood the unknown tongue. They understood the unknown language.
time.
Because it was their ministry. Where did Jesus go when he died? When he died, his body was in the tomb. His human spirit went back to God. And his soul went into a theophany and went to where the dead was. And he began a ministry in a theophanic body. He began to preach to the ones who was in a theophany. Those who died in faith. He had a ministry for them. Without him, they cannot rise. What Peter said.
Look at Petro Blum.
3:18-19.
Petro Taton.
18:19.
Yes.
First Peter 3:18-19.
Petro Banto Taton. Lui eni ble lui acheke. El la bena Christo ha befu le nouveau muti si de ka. Ama jojede ama majo majo tepe bene wa plomi ayi maubo esime wo wile muti lango me ke wopo abe le popo gome esime ne ha wo do eji kayi aye wo blonya sia popo le ka gome. Amen.
Did Jesus go?
The yes we hear.
Did the Son of Man go?
They are betonila here.
Beyond the grave?
Le your topo doa.
Did he stop preaching?
They were dasima unya blomea.
Was he preaching?
They were no maunya bloma.
Was he preaching to the dead?
They were no maunya bloma kukowa masa amen.
Did they understand him?
There was Ebomea.
What was he preaching to them? He was identifying, he was the Son of Man. So the Son of Man was revealed to the living. And now the Son of Man has been revealed to the dead. And then the Son of Man will be revealed to the Jews. He had a ministry to the living. The prophet called that the
shout.
But in 1963, at the opening of the seals, the prophet did not know that. He said, I see this seventh seal unfold in a threefold mystery. He didn't know it.
Hello,
a shout, voice, and trump. He knew that it was the seventh seal. He knew it was the third pole. He knew it was seven thunders. But he did not know it as the shout, voice, and trump. In the rapture message,
he
takes 1 Thessalonians
4:16.
And I begin to see the descent of the Lord. Now we begin to see the threefold mystery was the show. He said the Lord himself. He said
that
with a loud voice and trump. But in Revelation 10:1, it is the same descent. He's descending, but with seven thunders. And the prophet said, these thunders is in a threefold mystery. So Revelation 10:1 and 1 Thessalonians 4:16 is the same descent. Except,
hallelujah.
Except one is called seven thunders. And in those thunders, and in the thunders, it has three folds of a mystery. Shout. Voice. Trump. He does not know for almost more than 2 years. It's not revealed to him. And then he begins to say, he said, the shout is to the living bride. The voice is to the dead in Christ. And the trump is for the Jews. So the voice is to the dead. Because in the shout, he preached in a mortal body. When he was revealing the shout, it was in a mortal body. But in the voice, it was in a theophany body. Now between the voice and the trump, there's a threefold mystery. Under the trump, three things happen. The bride goes up. That's the rapture. The second thing happens. Satan comes down.
Satan comes down.
And incarnates the Pope. And the third thing happens. Moses and Elijah appeared to the
144,000.
So there must come a place that the voice ministry must come to an end. And the shout ministry must come to an end.
Amen.
But there's a little mystery there. Let's read it. Watch Jesus. We are watching the pattern. When Jesus rose from the dead, he rose in a glorified body. And in that glorified body, he
He stayed on the earth for 40 days.
And
in the 40 days, in a glorified body, he was preaching to the living and the resurrected. And in the 40 days, no unbeliever could see him. Only believers.
Yeah.
And in the 40 days, he did many signs and wonders in a glorified body to prove that it was him. Let's read it. Acts 1.
Wodesena apostolo siwo wotia to gogogogo la me hafi wo kwe yi yiji la muti ame siwo ha woto eloku isia agbagbe le fefu pepe la me pe to jesi ko de gede wo me eye wona wo kwe le keke blane a wo me eye wo le nu pom le mawu chadupela muti.
So Jesus,
hey, kama Yeshua,
in a glorified body,
le pe muti kwe muti la maya,
was still teaching and doing miracles until the day of the rapture.
Amen.
But only amongst believers. Now remember, the law of God, he cannot change. Amen. What he did in Son of Man Alpha must be reproduced in Son of Man Omega. What is it? Denomination knows nothing. But he wants you to know. He's revealing to you to identify to you that he will withhold no secret from you. He wants you to know you are his people. And you are Abraham's seed. And God said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing I'm about to do? Would he hide from Abraham's seed the thing he's about to do? No. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice. It says, until the day he was taken up. And the third verse says, to whom he also showed himself alive by many infallible proofs. What kind of proof? Supernatural proof. And being seen of them for 40 days.
Hallelujah.
And teaching them. In a glorified body. Teaching them. Things pertaining to the kingdom. There are many things in this message. We ministers cannot reconcile. There are many statements that the prophet makes. We cannot reconcile. We don't understand it. But it was meant to be that way. Because in the 40 days, the prophet will explain what it means. When the 40 days comes, the prophet in a glorified body will explain all that. Now watch the rapture. The rapture is from Acts 1 and 9. Did you see Jesus in the rapture? Is he not taken up? What is that? Was that not the rapture? He had a rapture. Before the rapture, he had 40 days on the earth. He had a ministry of 40 days. Only two believers. The prophet said, in the 40 days, only believers saw him. Now, when he goes up, who comes down? Moses and Elijah. Those two men represent the ministry of Moses and Elijah. And they hold the mystery of his return. And not only do they know the mystery of his return, they went back to Jerusalem and the Holy Spirit fell. The Spirit of grace. The spirit of supplication. Typing in our day, when Moses and Elijah comes back, a fountain will be opened in the house of David. What does it mean? The Holy Ghost will come on 144,000. Let us follow. Why is there silence under the seventh seal?
Look at the Jesus. No.
If we can get a young, strong believer, he can write that for us. Why was there silence? Did you know the prophet said silence was not a symbol? The white horse was a symbol.
Menge solidodo
wonyewa. The red horse was a symbol.
Songila dola enye solidodo.
But
songila enye solidodo.
But the silence.
Gakei dobuzizivala.
That was not a symbol.
Amaya menge solidodo wonyewa.
It was just silence.
Deko dobuzi. Amen.
Amen.
But why?
Look at that. You will never do this.
I got $10,000 here in my pocket.
Lenye akulumula dollar.
If you get the answer completely right, I'm giving it to you now.
But
you have to get it completely right. Why was there silence in heaven? Nobody wants the 10,000? I know why you don't want the 10,000. Because you know you have to pay tithing on it. Why?
There was silence in heaven because God came back down to earth.
Yeah, that's very good. That's only half the answer. So, you don't get the money. Because I said it has to be complete. Okay.
It came down in the prophets.
Yes, that's true. But that's the same answer.
Okay, my blockbuy could have grown.
That's a good answer. In fact, that's half the answer.
But any no long, I can't afford to be. Because no one was found ready to open the seventh seal.
Okay, but you see, you all are very well taught, very good. Let me share a secret for you. The seventh seal seemed to have dual statement. Why?
Look at that.
Why dual statement? In some places he said it is open. Some places he
says
it's not open. Some places he says revealed. Some places he says not revealed. In the first generation, because they did not understand the concept of the between the appearing and coming of the Lord. The minute they hear, the mighty angel came down. They started teaching 1963 was the coming of the Lord. And then when they heard, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with shout, voice, and trump, they started teaching that the Lord came in 1963. You cannot make a doctrine or a statement. You have to take all the prophet said. The prophet said Jesus only comes three times. He comes to die for his bride. He comes for his bride. Are you still here?
Are you still here?
And he hasn't come for you yet? And then he comes with his bride. Unless he has four comings. Will that be added to the Bible? So they did not understand. And because they taught that, other people added to it. So since the Lord came, no more communion. No more foot washing. Since the Lord came, the millennium is spiritual. And all sorts of doctrines. Then the other side says that he has not come. And the prophet did not reveal all of the word, because there's a tenth vision to be fulfilled. And when he comes and bring the tent, then he'll bring a message. That's what they will teach you. But if you notice with Abraham, when God appeared in the form of a prophet, Isaac didn't come yet. When he appeared with the prophet, he said, "I will visit Sarah." And the Bible said Sarah received strength to conceive from Abraham.
Amen.
Abraham. In other words, we receive strength from the prophet Abraham.
Amen.
Our prophet. And only when their body was changed, then Isaac comes. So when our body changes, then comes the Lord. Amen. There's an appearing before the coming. And the appearing is a prophet with a message to change our bodies so we can meet the sun in the air. Until that time, we're waiting.
First Thessalonians 1:10.
Make sure.
Thessalonians 1:10.
Are you still waiting for his son?
Then
he hasn't come yet. Alright. I want to answer the young man's question over there. Because he's expecting his money. So the dual statement is because the prophet have two things in his mind, and both of them are under the seventh seal. Under under the seventh seal.
L'entrée nous attrayait de là.
Is the appearing of the Lord.
Après tout la fête des deux fiancés.
And under the seventh seal.
Et l'entrée nous attrayait de là.
Is the coming of the Lord.
Après tout peu bavali.
Two mysteries.
And no for your own in your life.
The same seal.
L'entrée nous recate.
But the coming.
Et yeah, bavala.
Is not revealed.
Coming is still a secret.
No one knows the secret.
This
is not
revealed. This
is not known. But this
here
is revealed. So it is revealed
or not revealed? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
What is appearing?
Look at the defiala.
The mighty angel.
The Lamb Santola.
Descends.
Et va.
And there's a prophet waiting on you.
Hey, yeah, you are not the dimbala nyagbonila rena nyibachi.
The Lord himself was Babylonian.
Apetola muto.
With a shout.
Adiva.
If the Lord descends.
The
Lord has no mount. God's mount is his prophet.
So where
is his shout coming from?
The Lord
descends in a trump. Who is his mouth? His mouth is his prophet.
Like
Moses and Elijah. They will speak the trump.
Amen.
Watch again.
So,
in the form of the Son of Man. And there's silence in heaven. Because the only one will be able to tell you why.
There's
this prophet. So there's two reasons. While there was silence in heaven. The first reason, our brother told us. That's the coming of the Lord, it's a secret. And the second one, it's silent because only a prophet is revealing it to the bride.
Amen.
Watch carefully, read the quote. Start from about the seventh seal.
Okay, miaklele. Entre nous adren liya me. Paragraph 67. But the seventh seal, gake entre nous adren liya la, doesn't reveal anything. Mais de nana kefsiya ou. What's going to happen to it? Nous il est de jokede chi, mi kuya. Because at the end of la banale nouvoula of that church age, is to come a prophetic gift. To reveal these things. Are you following it? Then you like plumbra. All right, it's open.
One reason. It's a secret. That's the coming of the Lord. Second reason. Because there's a prophet on the earth to tell us what is happening on the
earth.
Amen.
Amen.
So in the rapture message, he said the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. He said, I want you to notice a great thing taking place here now. He said, don't miss this. See, now notice. The first thing happened, notice. A shout. A voice. A trump. A shout. What is the shout? It's the message going forth. The bread of life. Bringing forth the bride. Did he bring you out of denomination? Did you garden? Are you guarded under the opening of the word? Word? The shout has already begun to gather you. And after he gathers you, he's going to bring forth the doctrines and separate from among you. Those who can follow the doctrine. And those who cannot follow. That's the separation. It happens in the message churches. There might be 10, 15, 20 message churches. But they cannot see, they cannot agree with each other. Because some of those churches are not ordained bride.
Some
are not ordained
bride.
In every age, there is a
twin.
Every revival. And therefore, there's two classes. They will never agree. Because revelation does not bring you together. Revelation separates.
Amen.
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 So the ministry must be reproduced. Watch carefully. 3 is perfection. The ministry comes to its perfection when it reproduces Christ again in the natural among human beings. In the ministry of Brother Branham, did not God do the same things he did in Jesus? Because he is reproducing the same ministry. Therefore, if we want to know about the unknown language, we have to go back to Jesus' ministry. Watch carefully. The Old Testament saints has gone into his presence, paradise done away with. And when he died, he yielded up the ghost. The Old Testament saying that sent it up at his loud voice. And when he died and yielded up the ghost, he screamed with a loud voice. Remember, this is the second scream. The first time he cried, He cried, Lama, Lama, Lama Sabachthani.
Lama, Lama, Lama Sabachthani.
What was it?
Okay.
They understood that.
Oh, Sema Gome.
That was not an unknown language. When he cried a second time, with that loud voice, the prophet said they began to come up. Why? Because that unknown language started a ministry beyond the grave.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to frighten you.
And you went to my mother or fall on you.
But just a little bit, okay?
That fit Jericho.
The prophet of God said in a token message.
Mau enya gradila blonle. Jesila we beda simabe.
He said Luther look for it.
Abe Luther D.
Wesley.
Wesley.
Knox.
Calvin.
Finney.
Funny.
They look for it.
Ogata,
he said, what were they looking for?
Ebe, luka, ono, mok, pom, na.
He said, the day the pillar of fire returns back into the church.
Ebe, bay, be, ke, zolili, ku, aga, trofa, ham, na, hamia, ake, ye, ono, mok, pom, na.
Pillar of fire only comes to a major prophet.
Eye, zolili, ku, evana, nyak, bro, di, la, ganto, de, de, koji.
In other words, they knew when that ministry comes on the earth, just like creation knows, when manifested sons comes on the earth, they know they will be delivered. But they look for it. They were waiting. Who is these people? The dead in Christ. They are waiting. Who are they waiting for? They're waiting for the ministry of the Son of Man. To cry with a loud voice. Because that ministry will raise them from the dead. Watch carefully. Take what you like. Throw out what you don't. Luther died a Trinitarian. When he raised a Trinitarian,
there were four Trinitarians.
Wesley died a Trinitarian. Many believers in
Pentecost
died Trinity and oneness.
When
they raised from the dead. No. Why?
Look at that.
In the wings of a snow white dove. The prophet said. He said he wrote himself in a song. He said as Noah had drifted. He said a Jesus. And then he put himself in the song. Though I have suffered many a day. And he began to say, look at that dove. Where did the dove lead Noah? To take a people sealing the ark.
To
take a people sealing the ark.
To take
a people sealed in the ark to a new land. Where did the dove lead Jesus? To Calvary. To take a people that was resting in the Old Testament and deliver them into a new body. To a new kingdom. Now he puts himself in the song. Within 1 month he will die. Within a month he will die. Within 1 month, the prophet will die. Where did the dove lead him? Beyond the grave. And as the Son of Man preached 2,000 years ago, that Jesus in a theophany, Son of Man, preached.
De Yesu le theophany me amegbeto vila de o degbefa.
So will this prophet.
Nenema kenya glani.
So will this Son of Man.
Nenema ke amegbeto vila.
Beyond the grave.
Le ayot domala.
Will gather them together.
Apo.
And revealed to them what was revealed under the seals. That when they raised from the dead, they will raise under one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Watch carefully what Ezekiel knew. Daniel did not know.
Daniel,
what Daniel knew.
Daniel,
amen. Abraham didn't know.
Abraham,
but Brother Branham says, when you die, you're gathered to your people. Amen. Watch carefully. If you were Lutheran, you were gathered to Luther. If you were Wesley, you were gathered to Wesley. You cannot see each other. You're all gathered by your own messenger. In the Old Testament, they all gathered to their own people. But in the message entombment. And glorify Jesus. He said, when Jesus died, he went beyond the grave, and they were no more separated. He said, Ezekiel, I'm the wheel within the wheel. He said, Abraham, I am the one that was when he was sitting under the mamre tree. They were no longer separated. Why? Because the Son of Man, the great uniting sign and time. He is the uniting sign and time. He comes to unite the living and the dead. Ephesians 1 and 10. Can you take that?
Yeah.
Only bride could take that.
Amen.
But it's Bible.
Ephesians
1.
Ephesians 1:10. Hallelujah. Bekena azagbewo fe dodo fe nudu anyi bene wafo nukata nuku ateta lekate le Kristo me nusiwo di le dipo pele nusiwo le anyi banchi la.
Watch carefully. The domination of time runs out. What begins? The nomination of time runs out. What time begins? The dispensation of the fullness of time.
You
say, how do you know that?
Because
it's a time of gathering.
Gather
into one. United under one. The uniting sign and time. What's the uniting sign?
Look at the car open, separate the sea.
God in the
world.
Gathered the bride. What did the trump to do?
No kaye kukwao.
Gathered the Jews.
Apo yuda tomfu.
Amen.
Amen.
What is the World Council of Churches for?
World
Council of Churches.
No kaye hama. No kataye hama ofe adam de gare gan adam de hagala ano anyiro.
What is the image of the beast for?
No kataye
To gather the tears. To bound them. To gather them for the burning. Is it not the uniting time? The dispensation of the fullness of time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let me finish.
As on my word.
In the Old Testament, if you died in the age of Daniel,
you'll
be gathered with Daniel. Abraham. In every age, the believers would gather under their messenger. And they could not see
each other.
Just like William Branham. He went over on the other side. And he said, are all these
Branhams?
No.
All
the conduits of Branham. But they could not see Paul group.
Because
you are gathered to your own people. But watch Jesus. He is the Son of Man. When he goes beyond the grave. They are all gathered in one. And when they raised, Daniel did not know more than Abraham. Abraham did not know more than Adam. Why? Because the prophet said he was revealing himself to them. And if they are the church, they cannot be part of the church. Because to be the church, you must be built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. My church is built upon the revelation of who he is.
Amen.
Therefore, in that period of time, in the ministry beyond the grave, he was identifying, he was the one that they saw in part.
And no, I don't put them together.
And if they were not built on that revelation, then they are not Old Testament bride. Because his church is built upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. What are you built on? The revelation of Jesus Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now, the prophet is telling you. The ministry must be reproduced. The ministry came to perfection when it reproduced Jesus Christ. Therefore, if we have a short voice and trump today, then Jesus must have a short voice and trump.
I'd
like to read from an Old Testament scene.
Amen.
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 From this
Old Testament saint.
Hey, and the Old Testament saint and send it up. Hey, no babla roko me pe amakokwe ya yichi at his last voice. Lay came with doubly sincere. And when he died and yielded up the ghost, hey, you esima woku, petok babonala. He screamed with a loud voice. And the Old Testament saints awoke. Watch the shout and the voice over here. Ebe mi lenkude, elido do la ple belangu le afia. The same thing at his coming. See, mi enuma kato tutu le ebe vavame mi kuya.
He said, watch the shout and voice back there.
Ebe mi lenkude, elido do la ple belangu le afima.
He said it would be the same this day. He's telling you the same shout voice and trump must come back again.
Abraham confidence. Abraham pen babla. So to answer all duties. We will be exactly the same spirit that was upon Christ. The same ministry, the same power, and it will come together and be word by word the same. Confirming the covenant. Ano Pedro Nubabla Lachi.
Same ministry.
It was Motoma.
Same power.
Nsamake.
Same short voice and trunk.
Little Doma, the Mapa Pleta Bukumake.
Must repeat again.
Agava Ake.
And if Jesus.
Ayena Yesu.
Had a ministry beyond the grave.
It was Motola Sileno Domagbella.
Then William Branham must have a ministry.
Kamal and I, William Branham, best was born and
so the prophet said,
the ministry
came to perfection when it reproduced Jesus Christ.
Was born the demon, like our boy, come out of Jesus Christ. Hey, yeah, attack me.
The ministry of the Son of Man is reproduced. The person of the Son of Man is reproduced. And the
sensation
of the Son of Man is
reproduced. Yeah. Écoutez-le. Second 8 étoiles. Paragraph 91. That was the ministry of Jesus Christ yesterday. Jesus Christ was born to Eva. If he is the same today, it is his ministry today. Was born to Eva.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what
kept
him?
Eya damine kure mwe. Johannes ko akale tawi ene. Ben mine kure mwe. When I spoke about it, I mean it. Look, we are very. I'm a messy watching a senala, does your one malala, a yaha away, a cantowo, woo a siawo, wawo, a lavana, nela mayina, fufola bo.
This.
Ayala.
This scripture was hidden from the prophet. He did not know it. He did not understand it. He gave you many different interpretations. He said, you can't do more works. He said the reason that God was in one man, that was works. But he said, now he's in many. He said, has more words. He didn't know what it was. God kept it a secret. Until the message shalom. And in the message
shalom,
he got the interpretation. He said, Jesus did great works. But he never did the greater works. He said he never created out of nothing. He said, but he said today, he spoke squirrel out of existence.
aye kajido ojo.
He said, what is the greater works?
Abenu kanye dokanwo wola.
Speak in creation.
Afonunu wa wanacho.
Now watch carefully.
Azo mi lan kuram.
This scripture is a one man scripture.
Azo mo ngolo yala enye amadeka timbo pe ngolo.
But for many years the prophet taught it was our scripture. He didn't understand it. He said, we will do the greater works. The works that I do, shall you the church do. It says he. That's singular. Follow. The works that I do, shall he do. Now Paul believed, didn't he? Was not Paul a believer? The works that Jesus did, did Paul do? Did Paul discern anybody's heart? Did Paul know the secrets of the heart? Was Paul able to tell the diseases in the hands? Well, then the thing Jesus did, Paul didn't do. Peter didn't do. The apostles didn't do.
Apostle,
there's only one man did it. The things Jesus did.
And we yes, Walla.
William Branham did.
William Branham. Yeah.
That scripture remained a secret.
Yeah.
Even hidden from the prophet.
Yeah.
And greater works.
Yeah.
He will do.
Yeah.
What is the greater works?
Yeah.
Jesus took spit.
Yes.
And
yes.
Put it in the eyes. Jesus took water. And
yes,
made it into wine.
Yes, who taught a was wine.
But this man
the
said, let there be square.
Yeah.
Out of nothing. And the prophet said, that's the greater
word.
Now the works I do.
As on doing my wola.
Brother Branham did the works Jesus did.
Yes, Branham. The loving to Branham what do yes what?
And greater works.
And yet, talk ever ganto.
What is the works that they did together? What is the work that they did?
Look, and yet, do you want to do?
Jesus.
Yes,
by the word.
Don't yell at me.
Curse the tree.
A forfeited ati.
And the light dried up.
Hey, agbe ajole me.
Brother Bill.
Nothing to be.
Cursed a tumor in his wife. And it dried up. The things I do, shall he do.
Amen.
Jesus gave eternal life to the sinner on the cross. Brother Branham gave eternal life to Happy Wright, two sons.
Hey, nothing to Branham, not the man for a delight with you.
The things I do,
and you do you over one another,
shall he do?
Hey, how are we?
Jesus,
yes,
spoke to a storm. Be still. Brother Branham, spoke to a storm in Colorado. The things I do, Jesus,
yes,
forgive an adulterous woman. The angel came to the prophet. He said, there's a test for you. The angel never told him what. He goes to the service. A boy and girl is making love in the audience. The angel told him, whatever you say, whatever you say, and the prophet said, trying to cut it short.
Hebrews 11:14. Every tall, David, the king, be blessed. Forty. Okay, could be blessed. En la bena mau konwa de singoula dadi nami bena umaga wowo blibo miao. Mia emma no mano o.
They,
wo,
without us,
miao mama no manola,
cannot be made perfect.
Woma dema deblibo.
They are depending on this ministry.
Wole la lampos was podoya.
Without this ministry,
yes, subospoto siama no mala.
Luther cannot rise.
Luther mate mwa fon.
Wesley cannot rise.
Wesley mate mwa fon.
They cannot rise Trinitarians.
Oh, mate mwa fon Luther to.
There's only one who knows the mystery.
Alors, Trinity to.
There's only one who knows the mysteries.
Amadeka ko nya nya la la.
And that's the one that goes beyond the grave.
Eh ye nya mai de ide yo to agodo.
Amen.
Watch carefully.
Milan kudan.
And Jesus cannot come until a church.
Question réponse 64. Aye, Yesu mate mwa va basresi mehame ade.
And a body of believers.
Boseto pamuti la ade.
And the ministry that he wants.
Aye, subosboto simel.
Will have to be the same as it was there. Jesus cannot come until a ministry that he had comes back on you.
Amen.
Prophet says no. When that and then that brings them without us is not made perfect. Paul said, Hebrews 11, without us they cannot be made perfect. They must have this ministry to rise up. They must have this ministry. Why?
Look at that.
Because in this ministry
has
a ministry
of
an unknown language. The voice ministry to perfect them.
But now what?
They must have this ministry to rise up. To rise up the Lutherans. The Wesleyans. And all them through the ages. And when that comes, when that part of where the eagles
guarded,
you hear what he's saying? He's saying beyond the grave there will be eagles garden. Eagles only gather where the carcass word is.
And
when that prophet goes over, he has the carcass word. When the prophet goes over, he has the carcass word. And they will gather to eat that. Watch
carefully.
When that comes, when that part of where the eagles gather, just as, go ahead.
When that come, when that part of the where the eagle gathered, akpama ne akpama ike oglobe iye hoko akudo vala. Just as the carcass is, the eagle will be gathered. Unless afisike la kukula lala timaye hoko akudo. The question was, Nenama enge babiala.
The sleeping saints are waiting for this ministry.
They're
waiting for the pillar fire ministry.
They're
waiting for the resurrection and rapture ministry. The Old Testament saints gone into paradise, paradise done away with. John 11. Somewhere around the 23rd to the 25th. He says, he that liveth and believeth. Though he were dead. Yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth shall never die. Those are two things. Now watch this. The denominational church, even some of the message church, because the seventh seal was not open, they didn't know how to understand that scripture. This scripture here, he that liveth and believeth shall never die. This is only during the 40 days. Only during the 40 days. We who are alive cannot die during the 40 days. Why? Because when the saints in paradise, beyond the grave, when the voice ministry empties out paradise, under the altar, when they empty it out, you cannot put any more dead there. If you put any dead there, there is no more ministry to take them out. Therefore, at the voice ministry, when paradise is emptied out, no believer can die. If you're living on the earth, you cannot die. A bus could hit you. A train could hit you. You cannot die. Because if you die, you will go under the altar. And the ministry of the voice already emptied out. And there will be no ministry to empty you out. So this scripture, he that liveth, he that liveth and believeth shall never die, is only between the 40 days. Because in the Old Testament, when Jesus emptied out paradise, he done away with paradise. And when the voice ministry empties out the bride, he closes under the altar forever. He's done away with it.
souls that are in prison now. Les âmes en prison maintenant, paragraphe 108. But after the days of his preaching, his ministry continued. Oh, it was because the last group, he preached to was the soul that were in hell. No, that could not be forgiven.
You notice what he said. After Jesus finished preaching on the earth, and he died, he kept on preaching. His ministry kept on going. And God cannot change. Son of man Alpha.
I'm a Alpha.
Must equal Son of man Omega.
I'm a Omega. Il va présenter votre angle in the rock. L'eau toujours présent dans le rocher. Paragraphe 148. Jesus, when he was on earth, here on earth, Jesus Christ, when he dies, his soul descended into hell. Et il est and preach to the spirit. That were in prison, so no government. His body went into the grave, but before he died, he commended his spirit into the hands of God. His spirit went to God. His soul went to hell. And his body went to the grave.
Just one or two more.
And here, the official, when he dies, he went right on. He never ceased working when he died. He kept on preaching. Blessed. Excuse my immodest acting.
Now you might say,
can
a theophany have faith? Can a theophany hear and give him more faith? Watch the mystery under the fifth seal. The Jews are crying. How long? They're still believers in Jehovah. They still had a knowledge of their faith. They knew that God was the avenger. God was
the avenger.
supernatural voice
said
to them, wait a little season. Can they understand? Now why would Jesus preach under the altar if they can't understand? That's why
Luther
will not be a Trinitarian. When they rise from the dead,
what
we know they will do.
Amen.
And we will be united under one head.
Amen.
Closing.
Amen.
We preach in two places.
Into hell. Can you just tell the affliction? God the key from the devil. Hey, you for suffer la le abusamsi. Come right back, a trouble. Come and preach again in paradise. Hey, gaba bromanya the paradise woman. And rose back up again. Hey, you got four ake on the third day. Le ikeke etuagbe.
Let me explain what I mean.
But the new
Jesus in an earthly body preached to the living. Jesus, the Son of Man, preached in a theophany. And Jesus, the Son of Man, taught for 40 days in a glorified body.
Therefore, under the seventh
seal, even though it's just silence, but because of a prophet, we know the Son of Man must preach in three bodies. The shout in the living body, the voice, an unknown language, to the dead, and for 40 days in a glorified body, only seen by believers. This is a very big subject.
Token 63. Israel knows something was coming. Israel nyabanana likona. So did Luther knows it. Nenamake Luther hanyo nye. So did Wesley knows it. Nenamake Wesley hanye. So did Finney, Knox, Calvin knows it. Nenamake Finney, Knox, Calvin wunye. This is it. Nwayenge si. They knew there will come a time when you are ready corner that the pillar of fire will return back to the church. They know there will come a time when you are ready corner. That these things will happen. You can do your own apartment. But they didn't live to see it. But they look forward to it.
Amen. What a dead in Christ is looking for. They were looking for this ministry. To return to them. To bring them to the same understanding. And when we meet on the earth, we'll have the same revelation.
Amen.
I'm wondering if I should go on. It's very large.
Okay, watch carefully.
Okay. Yes, go.
Slow.
Yaga ijivi ye lo mi eto.
Amen.
Amen. Ne wo yaga ijivi ye ha.
Amen.
Oh, poka to mi yaga ijivi ye.
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
So Luther.
Yeah, Lord Luther.
Wesley. What? Can't be made perfect without this ministry.
Oh, ma te wa de bliboness bo supporto ya ma fa o.
Now they are written in Songs of Solomon 3 and 2.
Azon mo ngolo de lele. Salomo kwe
I will rise now.
I will have my 40 songs. However, let that talk could be a way. Le ablomé, ple kodomi wo, ne mati amesi nye lupon lonala, me di, ke nye makwe u.
Continue, three?
Yes.
Three, yeah.
Jola siole, tatam le tuamala, dogum, nye po amesi nye lupon lonala wa, nye mekpo to wo muyi o. Tete makpo ame sinyal won lona la meli heye makbe aside de le em fasede esime makpule va danye feme va gonye va nonye fe home.
We normally believe just a living is seeking the lovely one.
They will believe.
I said we normally believe the living is the only one looking for him.
According
to Hebrews 9:28, they that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin. The second time, that is what Luther is looking for. That he will appear a second time without sin. That when they raise from the dead, they will be like him. Watch again. So Christ once offered to bear the sins of many
2,000
years ago. The prophet took this text right after the opening of the seals. He took the scripture and he titled the message Look, L-O-O-K. Because after the opening of the word, it revealed short voice and trump. That's what we were looking for. And that's what the dead was looking for. We were looking for the day when the ministry was not returned like it was with Jesus and empty out the graves.
Amen.
Amen.
Nenemake Christo ha esime woto edokwi nazi de ka bena wade amegede wopenu fondala ade edokwi afiazi evalia. Mangede nouveau ta o
ke bong de amasi o le elalam la pe hoho ta.
Amen. Now they're looking for him. But they could not find him. Because the ministry must return. That's why Job said, I hear of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now my eyes see thee. They that die in Christ. They also heard of his ministry. But when that ministry goes beyond the grave, like Job, now their eyes see it. Psalms 3 and 4 now. So she's looking for him. She asked the watchman, where is him that my soul delighted in? Couldn't find him. But watch now. It was but a little that I passed from them. But I found him whom my soul loveth.
Yeah. Go on.
I held him.
Yeah. Mali. Please go.
And would not let him go. Until I brought him into my mother's house. Into the chambers of her that conceived me.
But no me.
She found him in the marriage age. She found him in the marriage age. She found him in the age
of
the bride age. She looked for him through the ages. She could not find him. But in the bride's age, she found him.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh,
from here.
Yeah.
Christ is the Son of God. Christ again, I'm a mouth for thee, and they crucified him. Hey, and buried him. Hey, and on the third day, God raised him up. Mouth for the children. And for 40 days, hey, and night, he was with his disciple here on earth. And he went up at the 40th day and told his disciple that he was going away. I hear Abraham say, Mr. Abraham, Lord, God of Abraham, I put to Abraham, I can hear him say, Matewasa, can we make a little whistle stop in Jerusalem? Then, yeah. Yes, I want to instruct my disciple, the God to go in the world and cast out devil. Sure. I'm going to be up 40 days and Manofima Ngekeblane and Knight Blazablane with my disciple Paklen Yelustron Lao got to give them some more lecture. Veye Mana Nufiama o ma wo le son viarenao before they go afiwajo.
So you can see the prophet said after the resurrection in a glorified body, Jesus the Son of Man was instructing the living believer. And I believe God cannot change that at the resurrection, William Branham,
Type
of the Son of Man, will be meeting with only believers. Instructing us just before the rapture.
Amen.
You think that's enough?
Yes. Okay. Okay. On after 40 days, his feet begin to lift from the ground. One day, he said to his disciples, go into all the world. Preach the gospel.
What is the unknown language? He did not know it in
63.
He said one unfolded yesterday. One is an unknown language. Yesterday he preached a sixth seal. The sixth seal is the trumpets. He said, and one today. He was preaching the seventh seal. And he said, one in an unknown language. It took almost 2.5 years. In the rapture message. Before the Holy Spirit interpreted. The shout. Seventh seal message to the living bride. The trump. Moses and Elijah to the Jews. But the unknown language, what Jesus cried, and it began a ministry beyond the grave. We now know that was the voice. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you much,
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 He is the one. Can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. I'll serve you, Monde. Oh, yeah, my dear.